This week, a United Nations investigator takes another step in examining a political murder. The investigator is assigned to the murder of Lebanon's former prime minister, Rafik al-Hariri. And now the investigator is questioning officials in Syria, which many Lebanese blame for the killing. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut, where people expect a final UN report this month.
Until the report by German investigator Detlev Melis is released, many people say Lebanon will remain in a state of suspended animation. Analysts say Beirut is still absorbing the shock of August 30th, when Melis convinced Lebanese authorities to arrest four of President Emile Lahoud's top former security officials in connection with the Hariri assassination. Lahoud is already estranged from the majority in parliament. The new prime minister, Fouad Sinoura, is from the opposition bloc, led by Hariri's son Saad and Druze leader Wali Jumblatt. Sinoura told reporters that he doesn't share the fears that a hard-hitting Melis report could unleash hell on an already fragile Lebanese political scene. He said those threats were coming from people with an interest in covering things up.
And they have been indicating in one way or another that it is better not to really uncover the truth because there is going to be hell. I think this has been mentioned more than once, that hell will be raised on the heads of those who really committed this crime. I believe strongly that by uncovering everything that pertains to this crime, it will lead to more stability.
Beirut is still tense. Last week, traffic ground to a halt outside Hariri's Future Movement headquarters as an unknown car parked a little too close to the barricaded entrance was towed away. 2 days later, a bomb in a residential neighborhood killed one and wounded 23. This week, Melis heads to Damascus to interview security officials there. Lebanese analyst Paul Salem says the Syrian factor is increasing both the paralysis and anxiety in Beirut.
There's an immense pressure building on Syria from the United States and from Europe, and it's focusing on this investigation on the assassination of Hariri. Lebanon, of course, as the small-sized neighbor of Syria, would be greatly affected by any change in Syria. So everybody really is in a holding pattern, waiting to see what's going to happen in Syria.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad canceled his trip last week to the UN summit in New York. Some saw that as another sign of nervousness over where the Melis investigation might lead. In Beirut, analysts say Assad's longtime ally, Lebanese President Lahoud, has lost public confidence, but divisions among opposition camps may yet keep him in office. One reason for the splits is the strong showing in recent elections of Michel Aoun, the former army commander who led a revolt against the Syrian occupation of Lebanon in 1989. After the heady weeks of opposition unity this spring that led to the withdrawal of Syrian troops from Lebanon, the parliamentary elections 2 months later showed a return to fractious form. The Hariri-Jumblatt alliance won a majority, but Aoun did best among Maronite Christians, and the Hezbollah militant faction easily took the Shiite vote. Despite calls from some leaders for a national dialogue, Aoun is scornful of Sinoura and the new government.
These groups, they are not the opposition. They are the loyals. Now, I am the opposition.
Aoun's attacks are part political theater, say analysts, but he does have a point. Lebanon's complex confessional political system has resulted in what can seem like a rotating cast of political players who shift from leadership to opposition roles and back again. Aoun, who's just back from a 15-year exile in Paris, is pushing an outsider's anti-corruption and anti-deficit platform that plays well among his supporters. He tends not to take on the slain Hariri's son Saad directly, but is quick to attack Prime Minister Sinoura for his longtime role as finance minister. Aoun says simply replacing President Lahoud won't bring reform.
No, but he is not the only one who is responsible for that. You know, Sinoura is holding the Lebanese finances, you know, since 1992. The people, they are opposing him. They are accountable for the same reasons.
One thing the camps can agree on is that they need to find a consensus candidate who can challenge or replace Lahoud if a chance arises before his term runs out in 2007. For the moment, though, all sides are waiting for Detlev Melis and his report on who killed Rafik Hariri. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.